get their phone number clearly. Or we can call back, or some people just want to call back later. Some people, if they can't get in, they'll call multiple times, which overwhelms our answering machine as well. So I agree, it's a difficult time, and I did tell them that we need to really do something different. If you agree with that too, that's good, then I have someone to back me up, but it's very stressful for Linda. It's an absolutely stressful time.
You were trying to get somebody to help take those appointments, were you not, so Linda could get the phones?
Or we don't do appointments. There's a lot of VITA programs that are just first come, first serve. You know, maybe you come in that day and you sign up on a list, so you don't have to wait 5 hours, but, you know, you can come back to that point. Or the individual sites will be taking those phone calls. Because we get phone calls setting up appointments and phone calls asking about stimulus checks and phone calls asking about where's my refund. So, and it starts in January and it'll go to June. So that's pretty much half a year.
We've had messages here where they've left phone numbers too, and they've given them to me, and I've tried to call them back, and it wouldn't be a good number. Maybe be a transposed number, and I checked with 911. And then we've had them when she's came back and said they left a number, said, but I couldn't understand them, and so forth.
But it is a problem, Brandon. Yeah. I agree. And if you guys have any thoughts to share or want to share that with Jay Chisholm, who's our regional director as well, because I've shared this with him and shared it with the people on campus, that we do need more support in that area.
Especially whenever, I think we're the only county that pays as much as, I know that we invest a lot of funds with the University of Missouri Extension. And so to have citizens complain about not being able to reach, that's frustrating to me. So
yeah.
you can pass that along to Mr. Chisholm.
I agree, too.
Because I think our requirement's $10,000, and we're well above that.
I will.
Thank you.
I always enjoy your input and letting us know, because sometimes they don't complain to us when that's in there. So we want to know about that.
Thank you.
All right. Are we good?
Yep.
Have a good day.
Professional service agreement, Beacon add-on number 21025, County Commission.
I brought some notes with me this time.
Okay.
Shocker. Okay, so for the sheets I gave you labeled handwriting up top, IS department upgrade, these will be the features that we get with this upgrade that we're talking about today. Okay, it'll gives account management, and that, what's the best word for that? Authority over the account management of the Beacon site would still lie then with the IS department. And then it's still going to give us some other statistics. The Eagle View tool will somewhat be enhanced or available. We'll leave that up to Tanya to turn that loose to the public or not. It'll give us some data administration tracking. But that's the upgrade that we're talking about right now. Okay, and that upgrade has to happen first before the assessor can do their upgrade, which is on the other sheets I gave you. So that one, expect that one to come down the pipeline towards you.
Okay, later. What would this one cost your department for?
It's on the
should
second.
It be your department or the other department?
I shouldn't have to bring it, did I?
Is that not this? agreement?
Yeah, you guys have the actual agreement, I think. It should say right there on the first page. It should look like this.
Okay, so this is part of this.
Yep, yeah. I just kind of printed off what you were getting for the money. I think it's in, what, $1,000 or
$1,200? It's been prorated for the first year of $920. Next year would be $1,380.
Right.
And this puts the first step in to where she can then do the subscriptions.
Like right now, we're kind of on the first level of Beacon. That's what we're using right now, or we've been using all these years. This upgrade gets us up to the second tier and gives us a little bit of account administration and some, you know, statistic tracking. And then after that, that will enable the assessor to make another upgrade to it to do the features that she wants to take advantage of after that.
But then the underlining would still lie within IT.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We would still be the administrator of it, and still, from what I understand, be the still the authority of who has access to it and who doesn't.
If the ones that she's wanting to charge to use it in business, is that in?
That would be on her upgrade.
On her upgrade.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, on hers it shows subscription billing, the one I sent you there. It's on the front page.
That's this one right here. So
yeah.
This is her services. I'm still...
Is this necessary to go with this other program that she's... I was thinking that we were told that this had to take place before she could get this... the assessor would get the other program she
wanted. You have to do this before you can do what she's wanting to do.
Well, she wants to do a bunch of things, and it's really easy to misunderstand what's related and what's not, okay? This is just for Beacon, for the website and the mapping, for, like, what the public sees. And yes, she's shown an interest of doing subscription billing to real estate professionals and stuff like that. So that would be...
Is it additional information than what is already existing that she's wanting to charge for? Or is it the existing information she's wanting to charge for?
I'm not quite sure. I know...
Let the record reflect, he went...
yeah.
Is this required to do anything for... And this would be nice if the assessor was here during this. I thought she was going to be... is this required to do anything for the assessment part for the field appraisers out in the field? Is there anything about this required? No.
No. Not that I understand. Now, I know she was interested in seeing the deputy assessors, you know, on the map and where they are doing their assessments in real time or here.
That was through Beacon, but then couldn't be done through Beacon. So
well, Beacon, that would still require... I don't think Beacon can do that. So, like I said, this is where she wants to... She's shown an interest. You know, I'll still give her the option to change her mind. But she's shown an interest to entertain subscription billing for other real estate professionals. So that's... These two things here enable that.
For $1,380, $920 the first year, $1,380 the next, is this something that your office would use regardless of what she does?
Well, yeah. There'd be a few things we'd be able to take advantage of.
Is this something that you would like to have or need for whatever? So the sole purpose would be to...
We're really trying to assist the assessor in getting the tools that she thinks she needs to accomplish what she's trying to accomplish. And then, but at the same time, this upgrade that I'm here for, just this level 2 upgrade, is here just so we still have control over who has control, who can see Beacon. You know, we
see how does that work? If you have control over who can see Beacon, then how can you charge? How can one office charge a subscription, but yet this office can actually?